You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Because of this kind of sorrow, David's life will be able to grow up. Under such kind of sorrow, because he believed this is the deed of Jehovah our Lord. He didn't try to avenge himself. He didn't try to explain it. He didn't try to take revenge. The second reason that David mentioned,
in verse 12,
他说，或者耶和华见我遭难。 He said, it may be that the Lord will see my distress.
为我今日被这人咒诅,
and repay me good for the cursing that I'm receiving today.
就是恩于我,
and repay me with good.
大部分的英文翻译,
most of the English translations,
跟我们和合本的翻译,
but with our, the CUV version translation,
基本上是一样的。
Basically, it's the same.
但是呢,
however,
这节圣经啊,
and this verse, a part of the scripture verse,
如果根据传统的希伯来原文的手抄本,
if it's according to actual copy of the Hebrew's original text,
它不是这样子,
this is not what it says.
它应该是这样子翻译的,
it should be translated this way.
或者耶和华见我的罪孽,
maybe the Lord Jehovah has seen my iniquities.
就用恩典代替了他的咒骂,
using grace to replace his cursing.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand?
不太一样, huh?
It's not totally the same, right?
74译本,
and the Septuagint,
以及, 大部分的英文都是跟我们和合本一样,
most of the other English translations the same as the CUV translation.
那为什么会有这个差异呢?
Why is it then there is such a difference?
两个理由,
there are two reasons to it.
第一个理由,
the first reason,
罪孽,
iniquities,
跟遭难,
and difficulties or suffering,
在希伯来原文里面,
in the original Hebrew text,
长得超像的,
and they look very similar.
就差一小撇,
just a small difference.
所以,
therefore,
很, 其实是译本的翻译,
the translation in the Septuagint,
他们就采取了遭难,
they use the suffering or difficulties.
为什么他们要用遭难呢?
Why would they use this word?
因为他们觉得你遭受到这么苦的事,
because they feel that since you have suffered such distress,
也许上帝说好了, 已经够苦了, 就算了,
so maybe God see that you're in such distress, he will let you be.
那我现在不来讨论, 这些原文的细节,
so now I'm not here to discuss the original text details.
可是我查了一些资料以后,
but after I did a bit of research in the details,
我相信按照希伯来原文的翻译能够更多地教导我们认识神的自己,
I do believe that the Hebrew original text translation can all the more explain the meaning of God's meaning to us.
大卫能够在面对着四美的咒骂里面,
and that David is able to face Shimei's cursing,
里面还可以有平安,
that he can still have inner peace,
是因为他对神有一个深的认识,
because he has a deep understanding of God, towards God.
虽然他没有把握,
although he has no confidence,
he has no assurance,
he has no assurance,
但是他有期盼,
but he has hope.
这是为什么他说或者,
that is why he said perhaps.
大卫知道,
that David knows,
耶和华有主权,
the Lord God Jehovah has the sovereignty.
当耶和华看到他儿女的罪孽的时候,
when the Lord Jehovah sees his children's iniquities,
耶和华不只是看到这个罪孽,
the Lord Jehovah not only sees these iniquities,
耶和华看到这个罪孽所带下来的痛苦,
and the Lord Jehovah sees the sorrow that is brought down by this iniquity,
这个罪孽所带来的咒骂,
and the iniquities that brings this curse.
耶和华就在他的主权里面
And the Lord Jehovah in his sovereignty
在他的怜悯里面
In his mercy
或者
Maybe it may be
他就把咒诅变成了祝福
That he will change the curse into blessing
他把咒骂变成了恩典
And he changed the cursing into grace
大卫知道
And David knows
在耶和华的心中
In the heart of our Lord Jehovah
当他管教他儿女的时候
When he disciplines his children
他一直渴望对着他的儿女施恩
And all the time he had been longing to be gracious to his children
对神有这样的认识
And when you have such a knowing and understanding of God towards God
你才能够面对你自己的失败
Then you're able to face your own failures
所以大卫在诗篇109篇28节这样说
Therefore David in Psalm 109 verse 28 he says
任凭他们咒骂
Allow them to curse
唯愿你赐福
I only hope that you will bless
你跟我
You and I
在跟随主的路上
In our path of following our Lord
一定会犯罪
We definitely would have sinned
一定有悖逆的时候
We definitely would have times of rebellions
那神也一定会管教我们。
And God will definitely discipline us.
当我们受管教。
When we are being disciplined.
当我们活在痛苦里面。
When we live in sorrow.
千万不要上魔鬼的当。
Definitely, absolutely, do not fall into the trap of the devil.
千万不要以为啊，没救了，没救了，没救了。
Definitely should not hope that you are hopeless.
许多的时候。
Many times.
基督徒认罪悔改以后
Christians after they confess the sins and repent
会觉得自己真的很羞愧
And feel very ashamed of themselves
认为说上帝啊我这种人不配做你的孩子
And feel that God I'm not worthy to be your child
这个时候
At this time
如果你记住
If you can remember
大卫的神
David's God
是那一位或者可以把咒骂变成恩典的神
He may be the one that perhaps he's one who's going to change curse into grace.
但是你知不知道?
But do you know?
你的神比大卫的神还好。
Your God is even better than David's God.
好像我们的神跟大卫神不一样。
As if our God is different from David's God.
不是。
No.
是我们今天在新约里面。
It's because today we are under the New Testament.
耶稣基督为我们所成就的是大卫当年所没有的。
The Lord Jesus Christ has what he has born for us is what David did not have in those days.
加拉太书三章十三节告诉我们。
And Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 tells us,
基督既为我们受了咒诅。
And Christ, he's for us, he's born, taking up the curse.
就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
And he's redeemed us from the curse under the laws.
因为经上记着说凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅。
And because the scripture has recorded anyone who's hung on the tree is cursed.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这边叫亚伯拉罕的福。
And here is the blessing of Abraham.
基督耶稣可以临到外邦人。
And Jesus Christ can come upon the Gentiles.
使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
So because of our faith, we're able to inherit the promised Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
让我们记住
Let us remember
我们的神
Our God
因为耶稣基督替我们承受了咒诅
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has borne the curse for us
我们只要信靠他
All we need to do is to trust in him
我们能够经历那一位把咒诅变成祝福的神
We can experience a God that will turn curse into grace
这是何等大的恩典
What a great grace that is
我在看这段圣经的时候
When I was reading this part of the Bible
我注意到一件事
I noticed one thing
洗巴
Sheba
带着礼物
Brought with him gifts
带着笑脸
He brought a smiling face
他却害了大卫
But he actually caused damage and trapped David
示美
Shimei
一个臭脸
And an ugly face
满口的咒骂
Full of curses
让大卫很痛苦
Causing great sorrow to David
却成了大卫真正的祝福
But it became the real blessing for David
大卫这样的经历
Such an experience for David
我为什么说是他真正的祝福呢？
Why do I say that that's his David's real blessing?
因为大卫经历了这些事。
Because after David has experienced these things,
他就更多一点像基督。
He would be more like Christ.
你如果熟悉圣经的话，
If you're familiar with the Bible,
你就知道，
You will then know,
大卫跟基督，
David and Christ,
同样是跨过基伦溪。
Actually, they both crossed the valley of Kidron.
同样是上了橄榄山。
They same, in the same way they went up the Mount Olive.
同样是被人弃绝。
In the same way they were rejected by men.
叛逆。
They rebel.
受羞辱。
They were shamed and humiliated.
不还口。
But they didn't just go back.
就好像彼得前书。
Just like 1 Peter.
二章二十三节所记的。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
他被骂不还口
when,
受害不说威胁的话
When he was scolded, he did not go back And he, when he was、humiliated, he didn't say anything else to return
只将自己交托那公义审判人的主
He only entrusted himself to the righteous and God's judgment
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
什么是最大的福
What is the greatest blessing?
还有什么福气比一个人可以像基督更大呢？
What blessing can be greater than to be like Christ?
十三节和十四节
Verses 13 and 14.
于是大卫和跟随他的人往前行走
So David and his men continue along the road.
示每在大卫对面山坡一面行走一面咒骂
While Shimei was going along the hillside opposite him cursing as he went.
又拿石头砍他拿土扬他
And throwing stones on him and showering him with dirt.
王和跟随他的众人疲疲乏乏地走到了一个地方就在那里歇息歇息
The king and all the people with him arrived at their destination exhausted and there he refreshed himself
我一开始读这段圣经的时候
When I started to read this part of the Bible
我都觉得这两节圣经是多余的
I feel that these are two verses of the Bible may not be necessary
但是当我更多的思想的时候
However, when I reflect more on them,、
啊、我觉得这两节圣经实在安慰人、啊、
But I feel then that these two verses of the Bible truly comforts people.
你如果有点想象力
If you have a bit of imagination,
大卫跟随他的人
David and his followers,
现在很清楚
And now it's very clear,
他们要走什么路
What kind of road that they want to take?
他们要走的是十字架的路
They are taking the path of the cross.
他们要接受神所允许加给他们的痛苦。
They want to accept the cross, the sorrow that God wants to give, promised to give to them.
他们不去跟示每记讲。
They don't try to count any fault with Shimei.
他们就是要继续的往前走。
They just want to continue with their path.
可是示每没有消失哎。
But Shimei did not disappear.
一路随着他们走啊。
Still following them.
继续丢石头啊。
Continue to throw stones at them.
继续把那个灰尘扬在他们身上。
Continue to shower them with dirt.
这一幅图画。
And this picture.
其实就是告诉我们。
Actually is telling us.
我们每一个人。
Each and every one of us.
当我们决定要单单讨神喜悦的时候。
When we determine to just please God himself.
当我们在他的道路上往前行的时候
When we're moving forward in his path
如果有人同行啊
If someone have pity for you to accompany you
这是很大的福气了
That is a great blessing
但是这一路上
But all the way
有人批评
When someone criticize
有人咒骂
Someone cursing you
有人羞辱你
Someone shaming you
你要理他吗
Do you pay attention to them?
大卫是不理的。
David ignores it.
大卫和跟随他的人好像没看见，没听见。
David and his followers seemingly not noticing or heard it.
默默地往前走。
They just walk forward silently.
一个要走十字架道路的人。
A person who needs to walk the path of the cross.
不能够让任何的人事物使他分心。
Cannot allow any other people, things, or affairs, or situation to distract him.
虽然很辛苦
Although it's very difficult.
会疲疲乏乏地走
You will be walking exhaustively.
但是你有没有注意到
But have you paid notice?
到了一个地方
When you arrive at this place,
就在那里歇息
And when you're there resting and refreshing yourself,
这是何等的宝贵
How precious that is.
当我们走不动了
When we are not able to move forward anymore,
耶和华神就为我们预备一个地方
Our Lord God Jehovah will prepare a place for us.
让他们在那里喘一口气
So they may be there resting and taking a breath.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
新约有一句话说
In New Testament there is a saying
我们所受的试探
The temptation that we have received
无非是人所能忍受的
Is all that man can take and
到了我们实在忍受不住的时候
But when we are not able to take it anymore
神一定会为我们开一条出路
God will definitely provide a way out for us
这是何等宝贵
How precious that is
何等温柔的主
What a gentle Lord
最后一段
The final paragraph
是从十五节开始
Starting from verse 15
我给他取的题目是
I gave it a title
羞辱大卫的亚西多佛
A feather fan that shamed David
这一段圣经
And this part of the Bible
十五节
Verse 15
到二十三节
To verse 23
头尾
From beginning to the end,
都提到一个人
has mentioned a person,
亚西多佛
a Ahithophel.
所以很明显，这段圣经的主要人物是亚西多佛
So therefore, very clearly, the main character of this part of the Bible is Ahithophel.
有人说啊
Some people said,
亚西多佛是谁啊
Who is Ahithophel?
亚西多佛就是新约里卖耶稣的犹大。
And they feel that Ahithophel is the person that betrayed Jesus, that is Judah that betrayed Jesus in the New Testament.
你如果有时间好好的去思想这段圣经
If you have time to reflect well on this part of the Bible,
你也许能够懂他们为什么这么说
You may be able to understand why they say that.
他原来是大卫的好朋友
He actually originally was a good friend of David.
常常跟大卫一起吃饭
Constantly he was having meal with David.
他是大卫最信任的谋士
He's the most trusted counselor of David's.
如今他却帮亚沙龙造反。
But now he's rebelling together with Absalom.
难怪要让大卫伤心。
No wonder it caused David to be very sad.
而且他在这段圣经里面
He also in this part of the Bible
给亚沙龙出的那个馊主意
That bad idea that he has given to Absalom
就是要大大的羞辱大卫。
It was to greatly humiliate David.
他要让所有人都知道
He wants all people to know
亚沙龙是不可能跟大卫和好的
That Absalom is not possible that he will reconcile with David
虽然这段圣经的主角
Although the main character of this Bible
是亚西多佛
Is Ahithophel
可是圣经呢又加了十六到十九节
However the Bible added on verse 19 and verse 20
16 to 19有一个人叫户塞
A person called Hushai.
所以我们还得先看看户塞
Therefore, now we need to look at Hushai first.
哎，他也是大卫的朋友
He's also a friend of David.
可是他跟亚西多佛完全不一样
But he's totally different from Ahithophel.
他对着大卫的忠心
His loyalty towards David.
让他愿意冒着生命的危险离开大卫来到亚沙龙的身边
Caused him to be willing to depart from David and risking his own life to come next to Absalom.
不会读圣经的人
People who do not know how to read the Bible
读这段圣经
When they read this part of the Bible
有时候就会说
Sometimes they will say
啊，户塞这个时候不太诚实哎
A Hushai at this time is not too honest
各位
Everyone
你要知道这样的批评啊
You should know that this kind of criticism
是不对的
Is wrong
请问你
Let me ask you
户塞在十六节说愿王万岁愿王万岁
Hushai in verse 16 said, Long live the king, long live the king.
你觉得他是在说谎吗
Do you feel that he was lying?
你怎么知道他说谎
How do you know that he was lying?
你怎么知道这他讲的这个愿王万岁那个王是大卫还是亚沙龙啊
How do you know whether the long live the king that he mentioned in here, was it David or was it Absalom?
听懂了没有
Do you understand?
请问
Let me ask you
十八节
In verse 18
为什么你认为十八节一定是谎言
Why do you think that verse 18 is a lie
为什么十八节不可以指的是大卫？
Why, how do you know that verse 18 cannot refer to David?
那十九节他是绝对不可能说谎。
And in verse 19, definitely he should not, it's not possible for him to be lying.
因为户筛就是照着大卫的命令来服侍加沙龙的。
Because Hushai is following David's command to serve Absalom.
对吧？
Right?
他当年怎么服侍大卫呢？
How did he serve David in those days?
他就是做大卫喜欢的事。
He did things that's pleasing to David.
他现在怎么服侍亚沙龙呢？
And now how is he serving Absalom?
他就是做大卫喜欢做的事。
He's still doing things that's pleasing to David.
这样听懂了没有？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
所以你读这段圣经，你不要自己读不懂，就在那边批评别人。
Therefore, when you're reading this part of the Bible, don't feel that you, since you don't understand yourself, don't criticize.
亚沙龙这个时候是自己被眼前的成功冲昏了头脑。
Absalom at this time is being totally confused by his own success.
听到几句顺耳的话，根本就不加思考。
And when he heard a few sentences, few phrases that he likes, he didn't think clearly.
他如果追问户筛几句，一定就会露出马脚。
If he pursue ask Hushai more few more questions if he would find out.
我读这段圣经。
When I read this part of the Bible,
我不但看不到户筛的欺骗。
I not only do not see Hushai's deception.
我相反的看见了。
On the contrary, I saw.
是谁给他这样子的智慧
？Who gives him such kind of wisdom?
能够说出这么恰当的话。
To say such appropriate words,
让亚沙龙可以相信他
and that Absalom would trust him,
而且还不要说谎的让亚沙龙相信他
and also he did not have to lie and Absalom would believe him.
除了那一位看不见的神
only except that invisible God,
他虽然看不见
although he cannot be seen,
他永远是信实可靠的
he's forever faithful and trustworthy.
有的时候你跟我碰到一些很难处理的事
Sometimes you and I encounter some very difficult issues to resolve
我们不知道该怎么说
We don't know what to say
还好路加福音有一个应许的话
And it's still good that in the book of Luke there is a promise
路加十二章十二节
Luke chapter 12 verse 12
那里说
It says
因为正在那时候圣灵要指教你们当说的话
Because just at that time, the right time, the Holy Spirit will instruct you the right words to say.
很明显。
Very obvious.
这段圣经有两种不同的朋友。
And in this part of the Bible, there are two kinds of friends.
有一种朋友。
The one kind of friend.
为着自己的私欲可以牺牲他的朋友。
For their own selfish lust, they can sacrifice their friends.
另外一种人。
Another kind of person.
是肯牺牲自己为着他的朋友。
Is willing to sacrifice themselves for the benefits of their friends.
请问你，你要交哪一种朋友
？Let me ask you, which kind of friends would you like to have?
再请问你。
And let me further ask you further.
你是哪一种朋友呢
？Which kind of friend are you?
耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tells us.
他是我们的朋友。
He is our friend.
他真的为我们舍命。
He truly has given up his life for us.
我们是耶稣的朋友吗
？Are we friends of Jesus?
我们愿意为他舍命吗
？Are we willing to give up our lives for him?
亚沙龙不费一兵一卒攻下了耶路撒冷。
Absalom did not have to have sacrifice of soldiers at all, and he was able to take on Jerusalem.
现在不但是有足智多谋的亚非多佛辅助他
Now, not only does he have the very wise Ahithophel to help him.
现在又有了大卫的好朋友户筛来帮忙
Now he has David's good friend Hushai to come and help him.
他真的是志得意满
And so he's truly contented.
他就问了
Then he asked,
哎，那下一步我该做什么呢
So what should I do from here?
那他的谋士就提出了二十一节、二十二节。
Then his counselor gives him suggested in verses 21 and 22.
那个馊主意。
And that bad idea.
我在猜啊。
And I'm guessing.
如果是现在。
If it's now.
全世界的电视台都要跑去了。
The whole television channels of the whole world will be reporting that.
对吧？因为你知道。
Right? Because you know.
全世界的人。都喜欢看那些色情肮脏的东西。
The whole world like to see those pornographic and dirty things.
我听说。
I heard that.
美国有一个色情网站。
There's pornographic channel in America.
它每一个月的流量。
And the volume that they have every month.
是 YouTube.
Is YouTube.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Google.
And Google.
加起来的流量。
Added together.
怎么亚西多佛会想出这么个坏主意呢
？How is it that Ahithophel would come up with such a bad idea？
你知道在当时中东的风俗啊
？You know that in those days in the tradition of the Middle East，
一个老王死掉了。
After an old elder king died，
新王登基的时候
，When a new king came onto the throne，
所有老王的东西都变成新王了。
And all the older king's things would belong to the new king,
包括他的嫔妃
including all his wives and concubines.
那么在一般的情况下
So therefore, under normal situation,
这个新王是不会真的跟那些老王的嫔妃有什么关系的
This new king usually would not really have a relationship with the old king's wives and concubines.
那只是一个仪式上的交接
It's just a ritual of taking over.
表示从现在开始他坐在宝座上
To represent the fact that he's now the new king sitting on the throne.
哪里有人会像他一样做出这么丢脸的事情
How is it that there can be someone truly would have done such a shameful thing?
按照旧约的律法
According to the law of the Old Testament,
行这样的事是死罪啊。
To carry out such a crime, the sin is actually a sin of death.
亚沙龙不但是犯罪，而且是公开犯罪。
Absalom did not only sin, but he sinned publicly.
但你知道最讽刺的是什么
But do you know the most ironic thing is?
他在哪里犯罪
Where did he sin?
他在皇宫的平台上。
He actually sat on the roof of the palace.
你还记得吗
？Do you still remember？
大卫当年犯罪从哪里开始啊
？Where did David's sin begin in those days？
就从他皇宫的平台开始。
It's on the palace rooftop.
当然，亚西多佛他这个诡计。
Of course, Ahithophel the scheme.
是要让所有的人都知道。
It's to enable all people to know.
不要再三心二意的来跟随亚沙龙了。
Don't be undecided in your following of Absalom.
大卫的王朝已经结束了。
David's dynasty has ended.
当你在读这段圣经的时候
，When you're reading this part of the Bible,
你应该会想到
，You should be able to think.
先知拿单的预言。
The prophets of the prophet Nathan.
在十二章十一节、十二节那里。
In verse 11 and 12.
耶和华如此说
The Lord Jehovah said
我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你
I will raise war and troubles in your family to attack you
我必在你眼前把你的嫔妃赐给别人
And I will give your concubines to other people in front of you
他在日光之下要与他们同寝
Under broad daylight they will lay with them
你在暗中行这事
And you, things that you've done in the dark
我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你
I will reward you, I will award you in front of the broad daylight of the Israelite people.
亚西多佛
Ahithophel
为了要彻底解决大卫王朝
in order to totally dissolve David's dynasty,
他所做的事
things that he has done,
却成为了成就耶和华审判大卫罪恶的方式
but he became a method for our Lord Jehovah to punish Of David's sin.
一个恶人的计谋
A wicked person's scheme.
成为应验耶和华话语的工具
Become a tool that fulfilled the words of our Lord Jehovah.
我们今天活在一个充满着罪恶的世界里
Today we live in a world that is full of sins.
我们凭什么可以有平安
How is it, through what can we have peace then?
我们的平安在乎
Our peace depends on
耶和华永远掌权
Our Lord Jehovah is forever in power.
你知道
You know.
我们读哥林多前书十三十一章了
When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
那里说我当日传给你们的
He said, remember the feast, the things that I have given to you.
原是从主领受的。
It was received from our Lord Jehovah.
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
Is that on that night our Lord was betrayed?
我们不知道念了几百遍了。
I don't know how many times we have recited that.
你知道那个被卖。
You know the one that's on the night that was betrayed.
原文就是交给 turn over.
And the, in the original text it was turn over.
是大是犹大自由的意志决定要把耶稣 turn over 给大祭司。
It's Judas, he's through his own free will to turn over our Lord Jesus to be the great priest, to the high priest.
撒旦迷惑了犹大要来卖耶稣。
Satan has confused Judah to betray Jesus.
所以这件事情是犹大撒旦的错。
And therefore this issue is the fault of Satan and Judah.
但是彼得在使徒行传二章二十三节告诉我们。
But Peter in chapter 22,
Acts chapter 2, verse 23 tells us. 他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人。
But he through God's prophecy and predestination he's handed over to men.
注意。
Pay attention.
同样是被交。
In the same way that he was being handed over.
但这里说他为什么会被交呢？
But why is it being handed over?
是耶和华的旨意。
Is the Lord's set purpose.
无论是恶人。
Whether it's a wicked man.
无论是魔鬼。
Whether it's the devil.
他们都是想办法要害我们的。
He's trying his utmost to trap us.
但是我们却不怕遭害。
But we are not worried of the trap that is laid.
因为我们知道。
Because we know.
我们的神掌权。
Our God is the sovereign Lord.
没有他的允许。
Without his allowed permission.
我们一根头发都不会掉下来。
We won't lose even one hair.
没有必要。
Not necessary.
为着恶人的闲言闲语。
Because of the God's scandalous words of the evil ones.
恶人的诡计。
The scheme of the evil, wicked ones.
心怀不平。
That we will fret.
你知道
you know,
这个真理、啊、
this truth,
对着那一些不顺服神的人
towards those who's not submitting to God,
是最大的羞辱
it's the greatest shame for them.
知道为什么吗
do you know why?
你不听神的话
if you don't listen to God's words,
你想要干坏事
you want to do bad things,、
啊、你要 想东想西
and you think in different directions,
所有你干的坏事
all the bad things that you have done,
所有你想的计谋
all the schemes that you come up with,
最后还是在神的掌控之下
in the end, it's still under the control of God.
我很喜欢一条很短的诗歌
I like very much a hymn, a very short one.
So, our God reigns.
It says our God reigns.
我们的神掌权。
Our God reigns.
大卫在诗篇二十三篇说。
David in Psalm 23, he says.
在我敌人面前。
In front of my enemy.
你为我摆设宴席。
You have set out, lay out a table for me, a feast for me.
当我们读第十六章的时候。
When we read chapter 16.
我们发现。
We discover.
在愚弄大卫的洗巴面前。
In front of the deceiver who is foolish, fooling David.
大卫为他摆设的宴席是让他知道自己不可靠。
That feast that David has laid before him is so that he knows that he's not reliable.
在咒骂大卫的四美面前。
In front of the Shimei who is cursing him.
耶和华摆上的这道菜是认识神奇妙的恩典。
The dish that our Lord Jehovah has placed is amazing grace of our Lord God.
在羞辱大卫的亚西多佛面前。
In front of Ahithophel who's shaming David,
耶和华摆上的菜
the dish that our Lord Jehovah has placed in front of him,
是耶和华永远掌权
is that our Lord Jehovah is forever in sovereignty.
我们今天在任何的环境下
today under any circumstances for us,
我们都可以跟大卫一起唱
we can sing together with David,
在我敌人面前
in front of my enemies,
你为我摆设宴席
you have laid a feast for me,
你用油膏了我的头
you anointed my head with oil,
使我的福杯满溢
so that my cup overflows,
我一生一世
In all the days of my life,
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and love will follow me.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你把这幅图画摆在我们面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for placing this picture in front of us.
在大卫的仇敌面前
in front of David's enemies,
你摆设了上好的宴席
you have laid a great feast for us.
在我们一生的道路中
in the walk of our whole life,
我们可以有安息
that we may have peace.
因为你是我们的神
because you are our God.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.